Middle East and Africa.
Climate change. Sunk costs. West Africa's booming coastal cities are sliding under the sea.
It may not look like much anymore, but in its heyday, La Chaumière was the premier nightclub in all Saint-Louis, recalls Sheikh Badiane. When the tide was low, the long beach extending far into the distance was wide enough for crowds to gather for football matches on the sand. But in recent years, the ageing fisherman says, so many catastrophes have happened. La Chaumière is closed. The Quranic school along the waterfront is no more. A few years ago, during a particularly terrible flood, a house next to a mosque collapsed, killing the carpenter who lived there. These days, when the storm surge comes, the waters go all the way to the war memorial, a couple of hundred metres inland. Inch by inch, home by home, Saint-Louis is being washed into the sea. A crowded island city built among waterways, Senegal's former colonial capital, dubbed the Venice of Africa, is especially exposed to a changing climate and rising oceans. The thin peninsula on which fishermen like Mr. Badiane live has the Atlantic on its west and the mouth of the Senegal River on its east. A botched attempt in 2003 to reduce flooding by digging a canal only worsened things, putting a whole neighbourhood underwater. A study commissioned by the Senegalese government found that 80% of the city will be at risk of flooding by 2080. Saint-Louis is a city of water, says Mr. Badiane. If we're not careful, it will all disappear. Saint-Louis is not just an example of a city that is extremely vulnerable to climate change. It may also presage the future. Many of West Africa's fast-growing cities are at risk of sinking slowly under the waves. Across the globe, seas are expected to rise by another half metre or so on average in the next 50 years. Low-lying West Africa will be particularly badly hit. The major cities built by European colonial powers a century or more ago are nearly all found on fragile sandy shores, often among lagoons and mangrove estuaries at the mouths of rivers used for transport and trade. Nigeria's economic capital, Lagos, for instance, straddles a string of islands. Much of Mauritania's Nouakchott is below sea level, protected only by a belt of dunes that may itself be breached by the waves. West Africa's coastal cities may not yet be the most visible victims of rising seas. Several cities in Asia have witnessed more dramatic disasters. Half of Jakarta, Indonesia's capital, was submerged under nearly 4 metres of water in 2007, which forced 500,000 people from their homes. But the speed at which West Africa is urbanising and the particularly low level of income at which it is doing so will greatly magnify the impact of swelling tides. These cities are the future mega-hubs of the continent, explains Kamal Amakran of the UN's Global Centre for Climate Mobility, or GCCM. The World Bank reckons some 42% of West Africa's GDP is generated in coastal areas, which are also home to a third of the region's population. The problem is not only surging seas, it is also simultaneously sinking cities. In much of West Africa, subsidence, the lowering of the land surface itself, is often one of the biggest causes of urban coastal flooding, says Raphael Almar, a geophysicist and oceanographer at France's Research Institute for Development. Lagos, for instance, is sinking by as much as 87 millimetres a year in places, due in part to uncontrolled development and badly maintained drainage. Most of the region's coastal cities also pump water from aquifers, on which they are built, shaking the earth beneath them, notes Marcus Meyer of the UN's Green Climate Fund. This means the ground is weakening just as soaring temperatures and dwindling fresh water push more and more of those living in West Africa's desiccating hinterlands towards the coast. Indeed, no continent is projected to see faster rates of population growth and urbanisation in its low-lying coastal areas than Africa. A report published by the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change in 2021 found that some 116 million Africans could live in such areas by 2030, and nowhere will see faster growth than the West African littoral. Lagos, some reckon, is already growing by 1 million people a year. By 2100, according to some estimates, the roughly 1,600-kilometre coastal stretch from there to Abidjan, the commercial capital of Ivory Coast, may form a single, sprawling megalopolis containing as many as 500 million people. Managed well, this could be an immense spur to economic growth, but the GCCM warns that on current trends, these coastal cities will in fact cease being population magnets by 2050. As the effects of flooding and erosion mount, whole neighbourhoods will become uninhabitable, turning cities themselves into sources of climate migration. Saint Louis illustrates some of the difficulties in holding back the waves. France and the World Bank paid for an emergency dike to be built after a particularly catastrophic flood in 2007. But costly protective schemes are not a long-term solution for most cities in poor countries. Several dikes in Senegal have collapsed, as did a seawall in Ghana. The World Bank instead touts nature-based alternatives, such as the mangroves and coral reefs that once protected the coasts. But some of these themselves are threatened by climate change, notes Nick Simpson of the Overseas Development Institute, a think tank in London. Even if the world stopped carbon emissions today, inexorably rising seas are already baked in, says Mr. Amakran. This means many people will have no choice but to move to higher ground. Along the beachfront in Saint Louis, houses have been marked for demolition. More than 3,000 residents have been resettled on the other side of the city. Mr. Badian is resigned to moving too. Everyone must leave, he sighs.